USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs said that it's investigating 11 suspicious deaths at a medical center in West Virginia, prompting Senator Joe Manchin to label them as potential crimes. The VA said it's looking into potential wrongdoing at the Lewis A. Johnson VA Medical Center. Manchin, a member of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, said a person of interest is no longer in contact with patients at the facility. He said at least one of the deaths is a confirmed homicide. Last week, the family of Felix Kirk McDermott, an 82-year-old Army veteran who died at the hospital, filed a claim against the VA, according to the USA Today. The body of McDermott, who died last year at the hospital, was exhumed and brought to Dover Air Force Base. Wesley Walls, a spokesman for the medical center, said allegations of potential misconduct do not involve any current employees. Manchin said he met with VA and hospital leaders to ensure a thorough investigation. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll finds progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren gaining ground on Bernie Sanders. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Turning now to the Democrats, who are gearing up for the third debate next month. It's scheduled for September 12th. Elizabeth Warren gaining ground. Warren drawing a crowd of 15,000 over the weekend in Seattle and standing for 4 hours taking selfies with supporters. A new Monmouth University poll shows Warren tied Bernie Sanders, both ahead of Joe Biden, who's in third place. Back in June, Biden was on top in the Monmouth poll.
President Donald Trump's longtime bank revealed that it has tax records Congress is seeking in its investigation of the president's finances. Trump has long declined to release his tax returns and wants to block two House committees from getting the records. A federal appeals court ordered Deutsche Bank to say whether or not Trump's tax returns were in its possession after an attorney for the bank refused to answer that question during a hearing last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent 6 month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out of pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay. Since the end of September 2017, there have been numerous leadership changes within the VA, including three different directors of the office that processes emergency claims. The inspectors say the instability apparently allowed the problems to continue. Don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.